Been there, done that. It's time for a change.
Hi, I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels, and we're the hosts of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference.
If you're ready to engage life, expand consciousness, and ride the wave rather than be bowled over by the incredible changes that are upon us, then join us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. on KKNW 1150 a.m. or 98.9 HD3 or ConsciousTalk.net, where together we'll forge the new human being.
Hi, this is Julie Forbes. Join me on Wednesday afternoons from 2 to 3 p.m. for the Dog Talk Show, an evolved perspective on life with dogs. Listen to discussions on dog-related topics and call in to voice your opinion or ask my opinion about your dog. We will talk about everything from dog behavior to pet food to dog training programs in prisons. The Dog Talk Show, an evolved perspective on life with dogs. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. Tune in Wednesdays from 2 to 3 p.m. on Alternative Talk 1150.
Call karma specialist and metaphysical mother Robin Alexis for your free on-air readings Wednesdays at 12 noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Psychic medium Robin Alexis helps countless people to live fuller and more conscious lives on Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis. Call Wednesdays for your free on-air readings and hear rebroadcasts of Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis Thursdays at 8 p.m. And check out Robin's Soul Spa at robinalexis.com.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
The following hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the third hour of our Palm Sunday and April Fool's Day show. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen Live again, and that will bring up the instructions that you need to stream the show. And it is not only April Fool's Day, it is the first Sunday of April, and that means Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with Martha. Open phone lines for the rest of the show, so if you've got behavior training or healing questions or any questions or information or whatever about animals that you'd like to talk to me about, you can give us a call. Phone calls take priority, 425-373-5527 or 888-298-5569. And we're going right back to the phones, and that would be, we're going to Kirkland. And Rita, you're live with Martha. Good morning, Rita.
Hi, Martha.
Hey, it sounds like congratulations are in order. You won the missing link?
I said, wow. You know, I was the first time I ever heard you, and I'm listening, and I'm thinking, oh, I just got this dog, and I turned the radio on, and it was on your channel, so I was just listening because I'm an animal freak. But I moved into an apartment, and my friend got me a dog.
Uh-huh. What kind of dog?
It's a golden doodle, and I already have two cats. So dog didn't have a flea on it till it got here, and now I've been giving it baths. And I'm just looking for a, and this is no April Fool's joke. Them fleas are ready to carry this place off. The dog's got fleas so bad. The cat, I mean, they're crawling everywhere. I need a cheap home remedy, and I don't want to go out and buy anything. I spend enough money. Nothing's working.
Okay. And what's your golden doodle's name?
Well, I call it Fuff. F-U-F-U-R. Fuffer.
Fuffer?
Because it's so fluffy. It's like a little baby sheep with a pink ribbon, like a cartoon. It looks like a cartoon little lamb or something.
Okay, so you need the drill on fleas. Well, I'm glad you found the show, Rita. Because, you know, we're here every Sunday, 9 to noon.
I listen to it every Sunday.
And it is just about time for flea season to really start kicking up, and you're one of the first examples here. I do run a recorded tip once during the show. And this week we ran the Easter tip, and I ordinarily would run it next week as well. Because it is Easter. But, you know, I tell you what, just for you, what we will do, because I would have started the week after anyway, I will rerun Everything You Need to Know About Fleas 101 from Aunt Martha. Okay, so we're going to run.
Is it going to be, you got any home remedies in there?
Oh, yeah. But I'm going to talk to you now, but I'm just telling you that you need to listen next week. Because it'll either run at 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock. I will run the flea tip for you that will give you all the details, okay?
Okay, but you start at 9 to 12, right?
9 to noon, right.
Yeah, I'm going to get right on it.
Okay.
And on the calendar, believe me.
And if you wanted to hear it before that, you could go to my website, marthanorwalk.com.
Well, I don't have a computer.
Okay, then never mind. You'll listen next week. Okay, now, you said you've got fleas on all of the animals, both the dogs and both the cats and the dog?
Yeah, well, the cat sneaks outside and I get fleas, so it's hard to keep this cat in the house. He's waiting for you to open the door so he can run between your legs. Yeah, I mean, you got to beat him up to keep him in the house.
Yeah. So. Now, one of the best things to do if you can do it is to flea comb the cats. With a golden doodle, probably not going to be that easy to do if he's got a lot of coat.
Yeah, he's a sheep.
But what you do with the cats is you have to get a flea comb and you want a dish of warm water with dishwashing detergent in it, soap.
Yep.
And then you comb the flea comb. Start by combing, run it underneath their chin and all around their neck. Because that's the first place they're going to congregate.
Yeah, I can feel like the grit where the fleas nest.
Yeah, around their neck, and then down the back of their spine and all around the tail. And the fleas get caught in the flea comb. And then you push them off with your fingers into the soapy water.
Yeah.
And then the soap will keep them in the water and they will drown. And so the more you flea comb, the more fleas you're going to get off them. Now, you can, with the dog, you can bathe him with any shampoo. Because you don't have to buy a special flea shampoo. Because any shampoo will kill fleas. But what you do is you get him in the tub or wherever you're going to wash him, and you wet him down. And then you soap and suds his neck first.
Yeah.
Because when you get him wet, the fleas are all going to try to run to the top, the highest part of the body, which is the top of the head. So
now
you
they
want,
jump off on me.
Well, if you're sensitive, they will, but they'll run up to his head. So you want to soap his neck first. So that anybody that goes through the soap on the neck is going to die. And so he doesn't end up with a black head. Now,
yep.
then you soap up the rest of his body. And then you've got to let him stand in the soap for like for about 5 minutes. But don't leave him tethered in the tub or tethered somewhere. You need to watch him because you want to make sure he doesn't lick any of the soap off.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Why?
Well, because that can be toxic, depending on what you're using. It can make him sick. So
diarrhea, probably.
Yeah, at the very least. So you want to supervise him to make sure he doesn't lick the soap off, and then you rinse him off really good. Now,
I got a little muzzle for a 10-week-old.
Well, it's not most of them don't like to lick soap and stuff, but sometimes if you leave them tethered and aren't paying attention, they will, because they get bored and, you know, they'll try to lick that crap off of them. So, because they don't like the shampoo. So you just need to supervise while he sits in the suds for 5 minutes.
Yeah, no, yeah, I've done all that. I've done all that so far.
Okay.
Got anything that surprised me with?
If you think that they're coming from outside, then when it's warm enough, you need to get some beneficial predatory nematodes and spray your grass and dirt areas around your house, because that's where they breed. But it has to be consistently above 50 degrees for them.
What's that stuff called, nematodes? How about putting it in my house?
Well, that's you get the nematodes. The nematodes you get at feed and grain stores or garden stores, and it's too early to put them out yet. But probably in June you'll be able to spray with the nematodes.
Is it a granular?
Nematodes are microscopic little bugs that eat the flea larva.
Okay.
And so they come in dried suspension, and you mix them with water and then spray them on your grass or dirt.
How come I can't spray it on my carpet in my house?
Well, because they're not for use indoors. They're organic. They go outside. Now, inside what you do is the best product I like is called Fleego, and it's a powder that you sprinkle on your carpet and your furniture, and it will dry out the fleas and kill them.
Fleego.
Now, if you want to do the home version, you use boric acid.
Well, what about boric acid? I've tried it for ants and everything. It never worked.
Well, it dehydrates them.
Dries them up.
Yeah, yeah. But the commercial product, and it isn't very expensive, it's called Fleego. And you can buy that at a pet store, and you sprinkle it on the carpets and on the bedding.
Yeah, I'm looking for something cheap, like a light bulb over a dish of soapy water at nighttime. I heard that they go to the light.
Yeah, well, that's the theory, and they make little contraptions like that, or you can set one up in the dark.
Yeah, I set my own up.
But I'll tell you what, I've tested those, and they've never worked worth squat for me.
And the eggs will just hatch again.
Real. And so you can see, one thing you can do to see how many you've got in your house is get yourself a pair of white knee-high socks.
Yep, did that before.
And put those on and then just stand in the middle of your carpet and walk around and see how many jump on you.
Yeah.
And if you've got a lot, you know, it might be worth getting, you know, coughing up the bucks to get a chemical spray to spray once. You know, that will with something that kills the adults and the eggs and offspring.
Yeah, it's like a coughing up the bucks year after year.
But what you need to do is you need to get your animals' immune systems higher. So the missing link will help with that. The better quality food, the missing link will help their immune systems be stronger.
The missing link is a
supplement you put in the food.
Oh.
Okay. And it makes up for what's missing in crummy dog food. Okay? But it's really great stuff. And the fact that your animals are covered with fleas this early in the season means their immune systems are not probably very good. And they're attractive to fleas.
They eat good cat food, expensive cat food, dog food. It's got to be.
Well, that doesn't mean that their immune systems are good, especially if they. But we'll get you educated slowly.
Okay.
But the cheapest way to go, it's more work. You can also get diatomaceous earth. And now, if you had a computer, you can go to the library. You could go to my website on a computer, MarthaNorwalk.com, and there's a link to fleas on my website and has a lot of good free information. So you could read, but diatomaceous earth will work around the outside of the house and on the carpet and the floor in the house to kill and dehydrate the fleas. Boric acid will work, but I buy the Fleeco, and that's really cheap.
Fleego.
Fleego.
Okay, good.
Comes in a plastic bottle. It's a
powder. I love your, I'm going to listen to you every week because I like to listen to what other people say when they call in, too, because, you know, I've pretty much know that you're selling products, and it's
well, but advertising here is by invitation only, and so the only thing you're going to hear advertised here is stuff that I know works and that I use myself. Otherwise, you won't hear it advertised here.
Good.
And but anyway, we'll play the flea tip for you next week. Get a flea comb and some soapy water and start combing and bathing. Get some flea go down on the carpets, and then be prepared to spray the nematodes in the yard when it gets warm enough. And if
which would you say is the best flea collar?
I don't think there's any good flea collar.
Yeah, because I've already threw three of them away.
Yeah. That's the problem. Now, if the infestation is really bad, again, you might want to cough up the bucks to do Advantage, which is the drop-on flea stuff that systemically kills. I don't like that, but I would use it once to kill everything in the environment, but I'd still do the Fleago and I'd still do the nematodes, so you get them out of your environment completely for good.
Nematodes, you can buy them at the
feed and grain stores or garden stores.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep. Okay. Thank you very
much.
All
right, Rita.
Martha. I'll see you next weekend.
Okay.
No matter what time is it, I'm going to listen to you.
Nine to noon, Rita.
Oh. Okay. Thank
All right.
You,
God bless you, honey. Bye bye.
All right. Bye.
Well, let's see. How about let's go to Carlene in Seattle? Is this our Carlene?
It is. Hello, Martha.
Well,
Happy April Fool's Day.
Happy April Fool's to you. Haven't talked to you for a long time.
No, you haven't, but I've been listening. And I have a couple kind of general questions, since this is the one week of the month that I can ask a couple of diverse kinds of questions.
Yeah, but you know, you keep do your best to keep it concise, because you know you can talk more than I do.
No, I don't think so.
All right.
Let me just throw a couple things at you. Okay, first, Dee and Willa. The last I heard was that Willa was in the hospital. She had been attacked by one of her dogs really badly, and she was in really bad shape.
Willa has recovered, and they are just up to their eyeballs working their fannies off. Down in the high desert of Arizona, they've been trying to get themselves a cabin built during the winter because, you know, of the high winds and the rains and the snow and all that sort of stuff. And they've just been too busy, you know, to do any interviews.
Maybe next May 1st, maybe you can, or the first week of May, you can maybe talk them into a 15-minute interview.
Yeah, that's a good idea. All right. Well, yeah, I'll let them know, because you're the second listener that's asked about them.
Okay.
And for anybody that doesn't know who Dee and Willa are, if you go back into the audio archives on Animal World, I think we started last May and July, I think we had them on the air. You can hear about who Dee and Willa are, these incredible ladies down in the high desert of Arizona. But they're doing well, and they're just up to their eyeballs taking care of their animals and land down there.
I'm so happy, because they are such treasures. They're national treasures.
Yeah, they really are incredible. So I'll check up on them for you.
Do they have a way of getting a hold of them? Because I have a book that I wanted to send to them.
Well, let's see. Now, there. I think I do. I have a website, I think. Do you have computer access these days?
Yeah.
Okay, their website right now that I have up on current events is www.homesteadingconsultant.com.
Okay.
Homesteadingconsultant.com. And I know that Rhonda, my webmaster, mistress at Indigo Dog, I know that she is working with them to create a new website for them. But it isn't done yet. But anyway, so they're doing good. They're just working hard, and I'll see if I can't get an update for you, and maybe we can get them on the air quickly the first Sunday of May. So what else is on your list?
Topic number two, I'm really, really excited to hear that Dr. Al has a book out.
Yeah.
That's great. And a couple months ago, you said, I'm gonna, you know, during the show, you were going to give a big announcement, and then something happened, and it didn't happen. And I was wondering if that was the news, that his book was going to be published.
Yeah, yeah. And this one, and he's got another one, a second new one, coming out really soon thereafter. And both of them are being published by Amazon.
And what's the second one about?
I forget the title of the second one, and I haven't read it.
What's the topic?
Well, you know, animals and Plechner syndrome and all that kind of stuff. And
so it'll be specifically about the Plechner syndrome.
I think it's listed on, can you go to Amazon.com and 50 Years of Healing and Dr. Al Plechner, Plechner.com. When I searched it the other day, it didn't actually come up, but it was on the page that came up towards the bottom. And I think the other new book was right next to it, although I don't think it's available yet. I think it might have said coming soon or something. Mike is looking right now, Carlene.
Thank you.
To see what he can come up with. But his latest book, and it is available on Amazon, is called 50 Years of Healing, Dr. Plechner's Perspective on a Half Century of Curing Animals Many Had Given Up On.
I just think that's wonderful. I'm so happy about this. I'm really looking forward to reading it.
Yeah, it's overall excellent so far. Are you finding anything, Mike? Because I searched on I think I went to Amazon.com and searched 50 Years of Healing, and then a page, it said no results found, but a page came up that had books listed, and those books were listed towards the bottom of the page. I think I had 50 Years of Healing, Dr. Al Plechner, I think, is what I searched.
I was kind of hoping, Martha, that he was going to have a book that would go into more detail about the human implications, those series.
Well, in this 50 Years of Healing, he comments about when it involves human stuff too.
Oh, he does.
Yeah. And now that you called about it, I will look again on my computer. And see, because I'm thinking, I'm remembering that the second book was already pictured there on Amazon, and there might have been a description, but it wasn't available yet. So I'll look and see.
Okay, I have two more quick things I want to ask about your archives. I'm really glad that you have the old Dr. Al shows, but I'm also hoping that you saved like the Helen Thayer interviews and some of the other really special interviews that you've done in the past that are so extraordinary.
What I did was I didn't. And I don't know if she's taken them down yet. I really thought about that. But part of the problem is that I can only archive so much stuff without getting dinged by the server for having too much on the site. And so because Helen and Thayer are still guests that will continue to be on the show, I was going to have those shows taken down.
Oh.
If you're listening now... Let's save the Helen and Bill shows, and I will check with Rhonda after the show. And Mike, have you got her email address handy? Can you shoot an email to Rhonda?
Sure, I can do that right now.
Ask her right now and say, have you dumped the Helen and Bill archive shows yet? And if not, please keep them. Because we have to keep Carlene happy.
Well, those shows were just extraordinary.
Yeah, they all are. They're, you know, two of our most popular guests. And I really thought about that, but I put them on the dump list. But hopefully she hasn't gotten to them yet.
So everything except Dr. Al is you've excised from your
Indigo Dog, Helen and Bill Thayer? Helen and Bill Thayer. Helen and Bill. T-H-A-Y-E-R. T-H-A-Y-E-R, Helen and Bill Thayer. Never mind. I was talking to Mike. What'd you say, Carlene?
Oh, I just, everything else after a certain date or before a certain date, you've excised.
Well, no, because I went through them all and kept the shows on bees we did, you know, at Bees and Wasps. We did two shows on those with the experts. Kept the Dee and Willa shows. Kept everything from last September on. Nothing after last September has been dumped. But like the shelter and rescue shows, you know, we really don't need to keep those because we update those every month. And then just other shows. There was a whole bunch of stuff that the other Vet Sunday shows. I kept all the Dr. Al shows. And but just a lot of other miscellaneous stuff that we, you know, we just need to make room for, because now we're archiving in MP3 form, so you can do a lot more with those archives, and it takes up a whole lot more space on the website.
Okay.
But anyway, if I can keep Helen and Bill shows, I will have Ron to do that.
Thanks a lot, Martha. Also, I wanted to ask you if there's any chance that when you do your news update and you have any open phones, if it's possible for listeners to call in on news events and just discuss some of these topics that you bring up on your at the beginning of your shows, because sometimes I'm just aching to call and talk with you about something, and it's
well, you can always do that. Call in, and if we have time to do it, we will. But you know, like on Shelter Rescue Sundays, the whole show is scheduled. So you know, once we're out of news time, we're out of news time. Like today, I got a fistful of news and all kinds of good news, but we haven't even gotten to it yet.
Yeah, I know.
like next week, we'll have guests in the studio, and you know, they're here, and they're coming all the way from Vashon Island. So you know, we'll go through the news quickly and then get on to what we're doing. So most Sundays there isn't time to have a lot of discussion, but if you've got something pertinent and important to say, you know, call Kathy and see and if we can get you on, we will.
Okay, and before I ask my last question, I just want to throw this in that
see, I told you she could talk, didn't I?
They discovered the bee colony die off in the bee population.
Right.
They discovered the cause.
Oh, well, that's in my pile of news. They've discovered
okay.
the cause about 52 times.
That's why I wanted to throw that in. I figured it might be.
Well, I would say if I get to the news pile, I'll tell you that. But they've discovered another, they think it's a reaction to chemical pesticides.
That's right, the neonicotinoid.
Right, which is no doubt affecting them, but that's not it. But there have been several other, because we've covered them all in the news.
I know.
There's probably about 10 different things that they think are responsible now, but this is not the end-all, be-all. It's just another thing that are affecting bees, which means we humans are screwing up the planet, and there's no news there. That's we've been doing that for a long time, and hopefully we're waking up and we're going to get better.
Okay, and my very last question, it has to do with your conversations with Robin Alexis.
Yeah.
And when she...
You mean our woo-woo shows?
Well, I don't like to call it that. I think there's a lot more than woo-woo going on. When you and her are talking about some issues, and you're asking her about, you know, the global implications of what she's picking up on, or local implications, would it be possible for people to call in and talk about some of those larger questions about animals?
Yeah. Now, for a reason, though, you know, we don't take personal calls for Robin to do readings, because
exactly.
that's not what she's
that.
Here
I'm
for.
I'm not talking about
but
readings.
But yes, if you have a specific question or want more info on something, that's call. You know, we have a call screener now, so you can tell Kathy what you need to know, what you want to know. If it's appropriate, we'll put you on the air, or we'll have Kathy ask for you. But you've got to call and tell us there's something on your mind.
Okay.
Otherwise, we can't address it.
Well, yeah, that makes sense.
Like I told you, you can talk more than I do. So, you know, if you want to get on the air, you got to learn to get really concise.
I think I've been pretty concise today.
Yeah,
Thank you very much.
This is good for Carlene. This is really good.
Oh, stop!
It was a pretty long list of issues.
Well, yeah, but I mean, she did each issue, and she got to the point that she did good. You did good, Carlene.
Stop it.
Well, you've been around long enough that I can tease you.
Listen, give a hug to your kitties for me.
I will. Thanks for calling.
God bless. Bye.
God bless. Bye-bye. Really, that was good for Carlene.
Okay.
Oh, Sandy used to get so mad at her. Because she said, no, you just, that's all you can talk about, or I'll dump you. And Sandy would, because she'd start talking about something completely different. And Sandy, oh. Yeah, so okay. All right, let's see. We better take care of our advertisers and sponsors for the last time in the show, because without them, there's no us. So please pay attention, support them, and thank them. And Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Hey, since 1978, Puget Sound area animal owners have been able to depend on Jones & Company Pets for all of their animal care needs. At Jones & Company, their spacious store allows room for everything you need for your animal companions. You can find foods, accessories, fish supply supplements, cleaning products, and a whole lot more. The store within a store concept makes it easy to find the right products for your dog, cat, fish, bird, or exotic animal friend, and Jones & Company rigorously trains their staff so they can easily answer all of your questions. Visit Jones & Company. You'll find them on State Avenue in Marysville, or give them a call at 360-658-7817. At Jones & Company Pets, their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy and healthy pets.
Shift your morning into overdrive with Gary Mance and Suzanne Mitchell on Alternative Talk 1150.
Caffeinate your consciousness 6 a.m. weekdays with hot talk and great guests as you get your day underway with Mance and Mitchell, the most unusual radio show in Western Washington.
Presets adore us, snooze buttons fear us.
On Monday, enjoy a mix of metaphysics and media as Gary and Suzanne serve up continental breakfast in the Conversation Cafe.
This new year, give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, a strong immune system, and a healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Go to NuProSupplements.com for more information. That's NuProSupplements.com.
This is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I'd like to talk to you about Robin Alexis. Although I liked Robin right away, I was skeptical at first. But let me tell you, that was unwarranted, and now I believe that Robin is the real deal. Often referred to as the metaphysical mother, Robin's a spiritual empowerment coach with incredible gifts. Robin's a medium, ghost and baby whisperer, medical intuitive, past life reader, animal communicator, and channel. In addition to being a radio and TV personality and author, she's also a Reiki master teacher. Simply put, Robin is amazing. I know because she's been helping me incredibly on many levels. Robin is nurturing, powerful, and did I say phenomenally gifted? Robin can help you too. Her books and personal one-on-one phone readings can change your life forever. Let Robin help you heal and release those blockages so you can experience life more fully. To schedule a reading, go to robinalexis.com, and while you're there, download a free copy of the first two chapters of her new book. That's robinalexis.com, or give her a call at 360-457-2993. That's 360-457-2993.
Massage is good for everyone, including your pets. Learn animal massage and check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage's exciting new Vashon Island location. The Northwest School of Animal Massage offers a full schedule of classes, including massage for canines, small and large animal certification, and the exciting new manual ligament therapy series. Go to nwsam.com for registration details and to enroll online. For more information, call 877-836-3703. Locally, call 206-463-1425. That's 206-463-1425. Or check them out on Facebook.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258.
That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Spread the word. You don't have to settle for the usual talk radio. Now there's Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey, I'm Martha Norwalk, and boy, I'm sorry to say, we're on the downside of this week's edition of Animal World, but we're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We don't call it the fastest 3 hours in radio for nothing. It just like, pshh. Okay, let's see. Catching up here. Mike, you said you found spider plants on the non-toxic list.
I did, for both cats and dogs.
I thought they were, but I didn't want to go on record without being sure of that. But,
and again, let me repeat myself. It is a very comprehensive list. So if people want to more information on plants, be they toxic or non-toxic, go to the website,
MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on current events, scroll down, and you'll find it.
Yep. Pretty easy.
Yep, yep. And let's see. Now, Aji, our call screener number two, called in, wanted to know if I saved the saying goodbye to passing animal show. Aj, when I went through the archive show, apparently that was not listed in a title of any show. And so what I want to know is, do you know which show that was and when it aired? If it aired after... from September of 2011 on, none of those shows have been dumped or are going to be dumped at this time. If it was before that, if you know which show it was, can you call or email me and let me know which show it was, and I'll see if we can't retrieve it or make sure it stays up there. I don't know. Of course, I don't know what Rhonda's been doing this weekend, but... I don't know if she's taking care of the dump list or not. But and Mike sent her an email, but she didn't answer. So what happened to the sunshine? I was going to say on this nice day she might be working outside.
working outside is just about ready to end here in Factoria.
I'm because, even looking. It looks like a raindrop on the window.
Absolutely,
doesn't it?
It's a real light squall that is just sort of moving in. And it's probably coming from the south, so if you can see south.
Oh, fooey on you, yeah. Mother Nature. I'm just going to, well, it probably means I need to take a nap.
Naps are always a good thing. be it sunny or rainy or cloudy or sleet or whatever, there's nothing.
Yeah, well, I come from a nap-taking family, good. But really the only time I do it is on Sundays because I don't get any sleep on Saturday nights, basically why I take a nap on Sundays.
I love, my favorite words are waking up and saying, ah. That was a good nap.
Oh, okay.
I love that feeling. Just love it.
Yeah.
Refreshed, recharged, ready to go.
All righty then.
So, speaking of ready to go.
So, Aj, if you know which show it was, call Kathy back now and let her know, or call me and let me know. And then I'll check up on it. And I will get a message to Rhonda just as soon as I can to have her. And hopefully we can save, because I debated about those Helen and Bill shows. And, I just want to make you guys happy, so I'm here to serve you. So how about let's see if we cruise through as much news and stuff as we can here before. I'd like to get to some good news stuff, but let me see. I've got a couple of press releases from the Seattle Humane Society, and they're coming out in favor of urging stiff penalties against the guy, Ricky Lee Knowles of Ording, Washington, that tried to kill that and beat that golden retriever with a hatchet. I totally support him on that. I think that I throw the book at him and then some. That guy needs help. And bless the heart of that dog, and thank goodness he survived. Now, the Humane Society also sent out a press release related to the care of King County animals and sheltering services for King County cities, and this has been kind of a nightmare since all of this stuff changed. And the Humane Society is stepping up and volunteering to save the county a ton of money and covering the services for Bellevue, Renton, Redmond, Kirkland, Mercer Island, and Newcastle. And I'm in favor of supporting them on that one too. So you might want to check out. I'm sure that these press releases and the information would be on their website, seattlehumane.org. So check it out if you want to support them there. All right, let's cruise quickly through the news. Here's the one that Carlene was talking about. You can search Seattle Times. Studies link pesticides to decline of bee colonies. Yeah, right. Well, they've got about a zillion different... explanations for that. Okay, we'll let that one go. We don't, we'll let that one. Disturbing on this, I'm going to save this for Robin and Martha Sunday, because the government is going to go ahead with a plan to kill barred owls in order to try to save the spotted owls. And as much as I don't like that, maybe that's what we need to do. And so we better find out from the owls. Now, here's this. Oh, scientists said Thursday they have cloned a rare Himalayan goat in India, controlled Kashmir, hoping to help increase the number of animals famed for their silky, soft undercoats and used to make pashmina wool or cashmere. Really? And is that a good idea? Yeah, I think we better talk to them and talk to them clone goats. Oh, and then here? Really? Oh, come on. Did they not see Jurassic Park or what? Woolly mammoth clone, Russian and South Korean scientists sign deal to bring extinct beast back to life? Really?
I think some people have too much, way too much time on their hands. For what purpose? For what benefit?
Well, the mammoth tissues are to be cloned by using eggs taken from a modern Indian elephant. Once the tissues have undergone a nuclear transplant process, the eggs will be implanted into the womb of a live elephant. The team aimed to get to work on thawed remains of the extinct mammal recovered after global warming thawed Siberia's permafrost. So, see, I think they have working genetic DNA they can put into eggs. And the deal was signed by Vasily Vasilev of Northeastern Federal University of Sakha Republic. And stem cell scientist Wang Woo Suk of South Korea's. And isn't he the one that's cloning dogs and all that kind of stuff?
They just got to make real sure they get the genetic code
Wang
right.
Wang and his team unveiled 8 cloned coyotes in October of last year. He is also responsible for creating the world's first cloned dog, Snuppy, in 2005. And Wang lost faith in the international scientific community in 2005 when his breakthrough human cloning research involving embryonic stem cells was found to have been faked.
All it takes is one missed digit on your genetic code, and you come up with something entirely different.
Should we send them a...
Potentially,
maybe
it's really
Netflix
scary.
Could send them Jurassic Park. You think? Oh, man. Oh, here's one for you, Mike.
All right.
Sex-deprived male flies go for the booze.
Now, why would you say that's for me?
Because you're a guy. You're the only
guy
in the
room.
Oh,
I thought you were going to say that I was sex-deprived.
Well, I don't know that.
Which I might add is not the case.
But it says sex-deprived male flies go for the booze.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
That's now interesting. We just learned something about him.
but those flies that are sexually fulfilled do not go for the booze?
Right, yes. Oh,
okay.
Yes. Right. They were young males on the make, and they struck out not once but twice but a dozen times with a group of attractive females hovering nearby. So they did what so many men do after being repeatedly rejected. They got drunk using alcohol as a bomb for unfulfilled desire.
That is, after all, instinctive behavior.
Fruit flies apparently self-medicate just like humans do, drowning their sorrows of frustrations for some of the same reasons, scientists reported Thursday. Male flies subjected to what amounted to a long tease in a glass tube, not a dance club, preferred food spiked with alcohol far more than male flies that were able to mate.
It's just another Saturday night in big city.
Mm-hmm.
You can do your research on flies.
So where are you getting yours, huh?
I am in a healthy relationship.
Ah, well, I guess that's nice to know.
Sure.
We're glad to hear that. We're happy to hear that.
Yeah, we're all happy.
Sometime we'll have to find out more.
Well, yeah, maybe.
Well, when Gary was here, we always talked about Mary and the kids and stuff.
Well,
we've already teased Kathy's husband.
That's true.
So your partner, who are our friend or whatever you call them, whoever it be. should be fair game too, huh?
Wow. Yeah, except for some reason the mystery of it all appeals
to
me.
Well, yeah, right now the mystery is a good thing.
We'll just throw out little tidbits here and there.
Yeah, yeah, that's what, yeah. This gives us something to dig at, Kathy. See what we can find.
Keep them listening, right?
Yeah, we'll go farming for this. Okay, let's see. We'll pass on that one. We'll pass on that one. Oh, well, no, maybe we won't. We'll just say when the elections come up, just remember that Mr. Romney put his dog in a crate on the top of his car for a 12-hour drive on vacation.
Now, why doesn't that surprise me?
Yeah, it's, 12-hour ride on the top of the car.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay, we'll let that one go. We'll let that one go. Okay, you know what we can do now? We got time to do the best good news about animals. Woohoo! Woo! The remnants of the sunshine are like fastly disappearing, and there's a whole lot more raindrops on the window since I last turned around.
May have missed your cue to walk on sunshine today.
Well.
But there's always hope for tomorrow.
Oh, talk about cute picture. Search Seattle Times this, a peek from a pouch. And it's a Joey, a five-month-old wallaby at Seattle's Woodland Park Zoo. Has begun to peek out of his mama's pouch. The baby wallaby represents the first birth of a wallaby at the zoo. Joey weighs just over a pound and should start hopping around on his own this summer, although he will return to the pouch for feeding. So look at that. That's just too cute. Okay, next up. Isn't that a cute photo? Oh, cute baby.
Oh, that's sweet. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, next up, and this is really good news. We reported on this controversy, been a fight going on about this for a while, but finally, the University of Washington School of Medicine has discontinued the practice of using live ferrets to train medical students. And what they were doing is anesthetizing the ferrets and then letting them practice passing endotracheal tubes down the ferrets so they'd be able to do it with human babies. The problem is that really irritates that when you don't do it right and you don't know what you're doing and over again, it's just really, it's cruel to the ferrets. So we bugged them enough that they cut it out. So yay, good for you, UW. Woohoo. And speaking of that, another announcement, the FDA has ordered to restrict antibiotic use in livestock. Yay, finally. That's where all the antibiotic-resistant bugs are coming from because everybody's eating, they're putting into everything that people eat and all that stuff. So that's good news. Oh, here's a cutie one. You can search this online. A mom duck and her baby ducklings visit the White House on Wednesday. And the mom jumped up on a cement curb and went through the fence into the White House. But all her baby ducklings couldn't make the jump. And so two male White House Secret Service agents had to come out and kind of corral the little duckies and pick them up and help them through the fence. But they did. And they saved the duckies.
That's
cute.
That's
and
nice.
There's a video online you can watch on that one. Oh, and on this one, this is amazing. Cat survives 19-story drop from apartment. Sugar the cat turned in one of her nine lives this week, miraculously surviving a 19-story drop from an apartment building. Her owner said the cat slipped out the window she usually leaves cracked open. Workers from the Animal Rescue League examined Sugar after the 200-foot fall and found no injuries except some slight bruising on the lungs. Vet said, now get this. Vet says the height of the drop actually helped the cat walk away from the accident. Longer falls give felines a chance to relax and orient themselves, allowing them to spread out their limbs like a flying squirrel and slow the descent. Kirk is just happy to have her windows closed and an understanding, skittish cat back in her house. But that kind of makes sense, But 200, this is from a concrete apartment building, 200 feet.
How do you relax in a 200-foot fall?
Well, a human probably wouldn't, but a cat, it would be instinctive, see, to upright. You know, remember the saying, cats always land on their feet? See, they would instinctually belly down and spread out. And how cool is that to know? So, I mean, not that we're, oh, I love this story. Love this story. This is when Robert Riggs finished grazing at gazing at a cute, cuddly family of black bears and turned to continue on his day hike in Northern California on Monday. He thought he was safe. The 69-year-old man from the town of Paradise was anything but. He'd been watching a mother bear, her yearling, and a newborn from about 40 feet away, but he had no idea that he was being stalked by a ferocious mountain lion. As he turned to leave, the cat pounced on his backpack with all four paws. He grabbed me from behind and knocked me to the ground, Biggs told the Huffington Post. I was on my knees. I had my rock pick out because I was on a steep incline, and I smashed the cat in the head with it. He screamed, but he didn't let go. His backpack and rock pick were the only things standing between him and certain death. He raised his weapon again for another swing at the hulking feline. That's when a blur on my left side grabbed the lion by its throat. Turns out it was the mama bear. I heard a tremendous screeching and some growling noises. Big said the bear ripped the cat's grip from his backpack, and the two titans clashed for another 15 seconds. The bear won the battle, probably because it outweighed the cat, 400 pounds to 100 pounds. The cat ran away, and the bear went back on all fours, humbly making eye contact with Biggs before regrouping with her young. Biggs, who had been hiking the same two-mile trail in the Bear Soup Flat area for years, left with a few clashes and bruises, scratches and bruises on his arms. Being a mountain man, he refused his wife's pleas to go to the hospital and instead put some peroxide on his wounds. He told the Huffington Post that he owes everything to that bear. Quote, I'm 100% sure it did want to save my life. We made eye contact. I'd seen the bear before, and I know she knew who I was. How cool is that?
That's
remarkable.
He's been remarkable.
Nice and respectful, and she saved his life.
Yeah. Wow. With cubs in tow. That is incredibly remarkable.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
All right. Now, I'm going to get this. I'll save the rest of them because I've got some other good news. But this, remember I told you the Golden Retriever story that I love. Get your Kleenex. How our Golden Retriever lost her sight but kept her love of life. For years, our Golden Retriever Shakira had the ability to track an incoming missile, a yellow tennis ball, I mean, better than air defenses of most of the world's countries. Her ability to lock onto a target and pull in the prize, coupled with her speed and 100-yard dash, would have made NFL scouts drool like a bloodhound. She was an athlete, a hard-bodied golden phenom who never had a day off. If you threw it, she would retrieve it. Sounds like my Annie Golden. And beg you to throw it again. These days, though, she wouldn't notice if I stopped throwing the ball because she can't see what I'm doing anymore. In just 2 days, 12-year-old Shakira went from being able to track an airborne tennis ball at a dead run to not being able to see a spoonful of canned dog food held 2 feet in front of her nose. And this story is by Marty Becker, a veterinarian. And she had SARS disease, which is sudden acquired retinal degeneration syndrome. It's common in Goldens. He's treated many blind dogs over his 31 years as a veterinarian. And you know, usually this is just a really sad story. Shakira's life is very different. She lives on a 150-acre horse ranch. And for her, there's nothing as important as our twice daily routine of my throwing the tennis ball for her down the lane, across our lawn and into the woods until she's panting tired. Without her eyesight, I worried that thing that made her happiest would be something she could no longer do. I'm happy to report that I was wrong, and and I should have known better. I can't tell you how many times in this veterinarian's career that I've seen someone's beloved pet adopt to a challenge and live just as fully as before. So it was with Shakira. She can no longer see the tennis ball, but she still finds it every time and on a dead run. When I throw it, she waits and listens for the whoosh in the direction my arm is moving, stands still until the ball hits, and then runs for it. She knows our ranch so well that she runs along well-worn paths and ducks under the fence with ease. She then uses her keen sense of smell to find the ball. I've thrown for her at least 200 times now, and she has retrieved the ball every single one of them. I do not throw the ball in areas that are not safe for her, like in heavy brush or in rocks. He talks to her more, so she knows where I am, but that makes her adaptation no less amazing. If you didn't know she was blind, you'd never know it. And let's see, my whole life I've been aware of the power of what I call the bond, the special connection with our animals, and seeing our golden girl take in stride what many would put into mourning is just another reminder of how special our and how many ways our animals help us. Her message is clear. Enjoy what you have and don't worry about what you don't have. There's joy in every day if you just look for it or smell for it, in the case of Shakira, who will not let her handicap slow her down for a minute. How fabulous is that?
It's always nice to have the good news, because there's so much of it that isn't.
Yep. And what a great way to end this show. Thanks for your phone calls. It was fabulous. Remember, next week is Animal Massage with Lola Michelin, Northwest School of Animal Massage, and well, Therapeutic Music with Canine Massage. Gosh, it was great to be here. Happy April Fool's Day, and hope you had a nice Palm Sunday. Mike, thanks for all your good help. And Kathy, thank you. Aji, let me know about that show if you know about it, and I'll do my best to save the rest. And I guess that's all for today. So, as always, let me remind you, animals have feelings too, so treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to, open your heart, and share your love with all living things. And we'll talk to you again next week.
The preceding hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World was brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.